Let's open our Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 28. You know, Deuteronomy 28 talks about God's blessing and God's cursing, curses upon Israel. And he asks them that to choose between, and that if they would serve him, they would get blessed. If they would not serve him, they would get cursed. You know, before God took the children of Israel out of Egypt, he said to Pharaoh, "Let my people go that they may what? That they may serve me." So their deliverance was all captured in service. Please, you understand. And now, through Moses, he was telling them this, that they should choose between blessing and curse. And the key there was as to whether they would serve him or not. Sometimes there are people who believe that, you know, and they go around the fact that you should live a balanced life. Yes, you should work where you should work. You should attend to family when you should attend to family. The service of God, however, you can never discount. There are people in church who are not really serious with the things of God. They just attend church. There are some of us too, when we attend service, we can be serious with music for God. We can be serious like 1 month, and then we give ourselves a 1 month holiday. So if there's any year that we've been consistent throughout the year serving God faithfully, we start feeling uncomfortable, as if we are overdoing it. And so expounding on this, for you to understand the reason for which you have to constantly serve the Lord. You have to what? Constantly serve the Lord. Because sometimes you'll be tempted to, yesterday we had a program, oh, today it must be holiday. So we have to enjoy ourselves small and, you know, sleep small. And like David will say, oh, we are tired, let the others go to war, and then we'll just stay back home and enjoy what God has given us so far. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 47, "Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things." So you see, God here is not talking about just your refusal to serve him constantly, but now he's talking about the attitude with which you serve him. "Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness," means that you are not doing it joyfully, "and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things," meaning that today you came for today's meeting, you joined the online meeting just because if you don't join, somebody is going to talk. So you squeeze your face behind your phone. Or you squeeze your face in the meeting because it's too much. Okay, so God here in verse 47 and then verse 48, this is what he says. "Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee." And he's telling them that he's going to send. It's not that he will send because they refuse to serve with joyfulness and with gladness of heart. "The Lord shall send against thee in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee." Please write down in your book that to experience constant liberty, I must serve constantly. To experience constant liberty, I must serve constantly. One of the dangerous times to fall into temptation is after you have engaged in a high spiritual activity. After you have fasted and you have prayed, and then you've destroyed things in the spirit, after that time, that is one of the most vulnerable times. After you've had a successful program, by the grace of God, God has touched people, blessed people, and this, then you say to yourself, oh my soul, we've done so well. It is the time which is very vulnerable. Please do get me. After you have won the victory, you fought battles and won the victory, it is a time to still continue in service. Because you can easily say that, oh my soul, you know, make merry. The Lord has done it. Then you let your guards down. And if you make that mistake, there is an enemy waiting for you. An enemy prepared. That's the moment you let your guard down. The moment you let your guard down, the enemy is there to devour. The moment you think that, oh, prayer is too much, let's party small, the enemy is there to devour. In Psalm 16, verse 11, it says that thou wilt show me the path of life. Thou wilt show me the path of life. A path is a channel, a way of doing things. A route to use. So a way of doing things. That will show me the path of life. There's a path that leads to life. And there's a path that leads to death. There is a way of doing things that leads to life. And there is a way of doing things that leads to death. It's not about the now. It's about your arrival, where it is sending you to. There is a way. You can be clubbing. It's a way, a kind of life. And there's where it will lead you to. And you can be churching, and it's a way. There's a path. There's a place it will lead you to. You can be sleeping. It has a place it will lead you to. One of the quick ways to become poor is to sleep. But we are not going to that yet. You sleep too much, you start getting poor. So there are ways, amen. And he says that you show unto me the way of life, and it's only God who can show you that path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. And you see, he tells you that thou will show me the path of life, semicolon. Or is it colon? Which one is the dot dot? Colon. Uh-huh. Meaning that the phrase behind it is the explanation. Like, it's explaining, you understand, the preceding. Okay, so what is the path of life? That in thy presence is what? Fullness of joy. Meaning that the path of God, meaning that the path of life prescribed by God is to be in his presence. And it is in his presence that you experience fullness of joy, constantly being in his presence. And at thy right hand, and then, fullness of joy, and then gives a semicolon there, at thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. So if you constantly serve, don't let your guards down. Stay in there. Don't feel it's too much. Never think that it's too much. You stay in there. Your security is found in his presence. Your joy is found in his presence. Your peace is found in his presence. For in his presence is fullness of joy. So you can have joy, but it's in his presence that you get the fullness of it. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. You know, scripture says that for the kingdom of God is what? Righteousness, what? Peace and what? Joy in the Holy Ghost. You are supposed to be in him, inside him, not outside. So the more you remain in him, the more you experience the fullness of life. So never get tired serving. Never get tired serving. Make it a way, like it's your culture, a way of life. It's a culture of life. It's a habit of life. You will show me the habit of life. You show me a culture of life, a way of doing things that you experience life within. Never let your guard down. Never let your guard down. I'm trying to recall. There's a story in the Bible, people who had gone for war, and after they came back, they faced a situation. When I remember, Spirit of the Living God, it will come. Amen. So, we'll move into prayer right now. We are thanking God. The focus of prayer is to thank God for everything that he did by the grace of God yesterday. Yesterday, and also to pray for the ministry. So Rodella will take us through prayer. The focus being on what God did yesterday and also to pray for them. So wherever you are, close your eyes even as we go into prayer. We are thanking the Lord. First, let's thank God for today's meeting. Let's begin to pray, thanking him for today's meeting. He says that in all things we should give thanks unto him. And we should enter his presence with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. So let's thank the Lord in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, Jesus. We give you praise. 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 We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We're thanking God for all those who were able to make it to the event yesterday. So we are moving into thanksgiving concerning yesterday's program. We're thanking the Lord for all those who were able to make it. We had news that everybody has gotten back home safely. So let's thank the Lord that everybody's came. They got back safe for transportation mercies. Let's thank the Lord for his goodness in ensuring that everybody who came, they went back safely. In the name of Jesus. Rababaya kabala da 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 ba ba bo jebe de de amala da de abazan de 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 ande jende de aman do 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 de abala da de abala da de aba jende de amala da de amala da de aba kabala da de abala da de aba ramamaya de de amazan de de abala da de aba bo de de abala da de aba Kebede amayande de amalara de abazande de aba yande de aba kaba. For those who came from Obuasi, from Bekwai, from all around, from Takrade, from Ashaman, from Michelle Camp, all around, God brought them safely. Even those, even at Accra, God brought everybody safely to the event and carried everybody back home safe. Even as we prayed for traveling mercies, he honored his word. He honored his word. He honored his word. Let's just thank him in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, Lord. We thank you, Lord, even for safe travel, for preserving each and everyone. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory in the name of Jesus. We also want to thank the Lord even for ensuring that everything concerning the program was perfected. that every he himself, he spoke to us through his word, through the song ministrations, he granted grace, his presence was felt. Let's thank the Lord that he visited us even yesterday, and that we're not left alone, but he came and then he had his own way. Let's thank him in the name of Jesus. King of glory, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, even for visiting us in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you came, you had your way in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Rababaya babo jebede ama. Ye badarare abalarare abazandere amalarare amayandere abakabalarare abayabalarare abazimedere amayandodododere abalarare amayandere andere amayandere ama. Yendere amayandodododododododododo abalarare amayandere andere 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 abak. In the name of Jesus. Sambe jiwa ye yi. O su niasa sira. When you nyamashe. O su ne asa sima. Sabe jewa ye o sunia sasira when you nyam when you nyamashe o sunia asasi. When you nyamashe, when you nyamashe, usuone asasi. Intiena sewo ahimuhi wokora. Na ye be sumu ifrise wuma wonsa soa na nyama ye di wu nyu menye na ye wuma wonsa soa wuma wonsa soa. Nanya mayedi ampa wunyu menyi na yi ena sesewo ena sesew ahimu wunkuwa wunkuwa na yebe sumu wuma wusasu wuma wusaswa na niyama yedi ampabu nyumenye na yiwa unyame kukuku beni. Ah, unyame kakwa kabini, unyame kukuku, unyame kakwa kabini, unyame kukuku, unyame kakwa kabini. We are praying and we are thanking the Lord that testimonies, even from yesterday's encounter with him, we shall not lose any of them, that every testimony purposed will come through in the mighty name of Jesus. We know that even yesterday we had a wonderful encounter with him. every act of his or every testimony that he started even doing, that it will all manifest without any hindrance. In the mighty name of Jesus, even as we come before him with thanksgiving, let's begin to pray in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, even for the manifestation of testimonies in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Testimonies. You have said that in your presence there's fullness of joy. That means, Lord, even that we are experiencing testimonies, even from our encounter with you yesterday. Every single testimony, oh, we thank you even ahead of time, Lord. We thank you in advance that, Lord, even they come to pass and they are manifested in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every prayer that was prayed yesterday, we thank you for testimonies as a result. In the name of Jesus, we give you the glory. We thank you. We thank you for testimonies, mind-boggling testimonies this week. Testimonies the rest of this month. Testimonies in this year. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Ramamayandere abazandere bekebe ababujebere ama ayandere abazabalarare amayandere abalarare aba ramamayaba kabalarare abazandere ama rememekebe ama jondorororore amalarare ama rememekebere ama zondorororore abalarare aba. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We are praying and we are thanking the Lord even for his faithfulness, even to Glow Music Ministry all these years. We are thanking him for bringing the ministry this far. And today we are praying that, Lord, anything you've purposed for this ministry for the rest of this year, we are securing it with prayer. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
That which you have purposed, it will come to pass.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So we are praying concerning the vision, thanking God for his faithfulness upon the ministry till now, and securing that which he has purposed for us the rest of this year. Let's begin to pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Said in your word that it is not he that willeth nor runneth, but it is the Lord that showeth mercy. So we know that if we've come this far, Lord, it's just been by your mercy. We know, Lord, even in Habakkuk 2, that you are the one, the giver of the vision. Lord, we know that, Lord, even we cannot even run without your grace. Lord, we thank you, Lord, therefore, for bringing this ministry this far. It's by your grace. It's been by your grace. It's not by, Lord, even by our human efforts, not by our skill, nor, Lord, even by our connections, not by the people we know, Heavenly Father, but it's just been by your grace. So, Lord, we ascribe, Lord, even all thanks unto your name. All thanks unto your name, Lord, for you deserve it all. You deserve it all. You deserve it all. You deserve it all. Ramamabu jebede amalarare abazaba kabayandere ama rekaya balarare amazandere ama yandurururu bushebede ama yendere amalarare abakabalarare abazandere ama rababaya balarare ama yandere ama yandere ande. Reme me amalare amakabalare amazandere ande jebede amalara baya balaraba. All thanks be unto your holy name. 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 For you are the holder of any vision, Lord. You are the holder of the vision, King of Kings. Without you, we can do nothing, your word says. Lord, so it's just been by your grace. It's been by, Lord, even your strength, Lord. If you didn't give us the capacity, Lord, we'll not be here today. We thank you, Lord, even for your goodness, your kindness, your tender mercies, Lord, towards us, Lord, towards Glow Music Ministry. Lord, the ups and downs, yet you've been faithful. Even in times, Lord, even that we feel, yet you still remain faithful. We say, Lord, thanks be to you, Lord. Thanks be unto your holy name, Lord. We are grateful. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful. We are grateful. The word of Jesus prayed a prayer before he left. He thanked the Lord that none of his sheep was lost, save the son of perdition. Apart from Judas, none of the rest were lost. They remained with Jesus. We are praying this prayer today for the ministry. that what Jesus prayed, let that also be our testimony, that none lost, none taken out, none lost. It's just by the grace of God.
Amen.
No man can hold any man. Only God can hold the hearts of men.
Yes.
So we are praying that, Lord, anybody that you've destined to be in this ministry, no matter the storms, no matter the difficulties, no matter the, we are praying for the grace that that which Jesus prayed. We can also pray that same prayer of thanksgiving, that you've kept each one and none was lost.
Amen.
Let's begin to pray in the name of Jesus. None lost. Regardless of economic conditions, regardless of peer pressure, regardless of any issues or situations, regardless of temporary issues, misunderstandings here, regardless of anything, Lord, that none will be lost. None would be lost. None would be lost. None would be lost. Let that be our testimony, that none which you have purposed is lost in the name of Jesus. Everything that we need to be able to, Lord, even thrive in that manner, Lord, grant us, Lord, we pray for the wisdom to keep. We pray for the wisdom to manage. We pray for the wisdom even to follow up. We pray for the wisdom to do everything that is required of us, the grace, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us that testimony, Lord, that testimony of none lost. Be in Ghana, be outside Ghana, be in Accra, be anywhere across the world. None lost in the name of Jesus. It is only by your grace. Rebebe kebe ababu jabara. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for answering